Well, there's a lot of politics this week, but get used to it. We're now heading into the 2012 election. Although it's next year, more than a year away, it's as though we were in a downward spiral. No, that's the bad. That's the wrong word to use. Joining us now, Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. What's your word for the week?
June gloom.
Well, that fits into what I was saying. Todd Zwillick, The Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Do you have a word for the week?
Introductions.
All right. Well, I assume that you're talking about the presidential hopefuls on the GOP side. Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, there's going to be a New Hampshire GOP debate tonight, and they're not going to be the only ones debating. What are you expecting to come out of this debate?
Yeah, that's right. Celeste, this is really the first time that most Americans are going to get a look at the Republican nominees. There was one other debate in South Carolina, but a lot of candidates didn't come to it, and most Americans didn't watch it. This one's in prime time. It's on CNN. Here's the roster: Bachman, Kane, Gingrich, Paul, Pawlenty, Romney, Santorum, in alphabetical order. And the most notable for this one, I think, well, Romney's the front runner. New CNN poll out this morning. Romney is grabbing 24% of the Republican field, clearly the front runner. But Romney, remember, is not competing in Iowa. He's not going to be part of the Iowa straw poll in January. Here's somebody who is: Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota, the congresswoman. She's going to be there tonight. She's not an official candidate yet, but she probably will be, you know, above 90%. She's running for president, 95%. Now, you're going to see Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum in particular competing for something that Mitt Romney does not have, which is the love of the right-wing base of the Republican Party, the social conservatives, the Christian conservatives. Romney is not popular with them. Michelle Bachmann is. Michelle Bachmann is born in Iowa. Conservatives love her. She's a Tea Party favorite, and you're going to really see Santorum, I think, and Bachmann really competing for the approval of the Christian right, the Tea Party conservatives, and the real sort of social conservative base of the Republicans that Romney just can't reach right now.
Which one of these are going to be, you know, bowing out at some point and aiming for the vice presidential nomination, Todd?
Oh,
I'm
not going to guess, Celeste, but you put your finger on the dynamic here, which is not everybody who runs for president is actually running for the Oval Office. There's lots of different reasons to run. The vice presidency is a really good one. I would say Newt Gingrich is probably not a candidate for vice president at this point. Ron Paul's probably not, but any of the others might be.
But one of the things I think about, though, is what's going to happen. I mean, in this debate that we see going on in Washington right now, over trying to get the debt ceiling passed and trying to deal with jobs, that if we have these Republican debates happening so early in the cycle, does this basically make it impossible to get really anything accomplished because people are already taking out positions that they don't want to compromise because they're running for office?
Well, let's take a look. Hold on just a second, Todd. Charlie Herman, our economic editor of The Takeaway and WNYC. I mean, obviously, at this point, it's going to be hard to talk about the economy without talking about politics. They're interlinked.
And more so than ever. I mean, I think that as we're going into this election cycle here, starting up, there's so many things that need to be addressed, like unemployment, like housing, like the debt ceiling. And really, a lot of these issues, the can is being kicked down the road. It's interesting that Nouriel Roubini, Dr. Gloom, was this week and was interviewed in Singapore, and he sort of talked about this problem with the U.S. economy, worries about Europe, worries about Japan, worries about China, that these are things that have been out there for a while, but none of them are really being addressed. And then if we go into a really heavy political season, it makes it even harder to get it addressed. And do we really get these issues resolved?
Well,
that's the gloom.
Do we?
That's the gloom.
You don't know. Well, let's talk about the stock market. I mean, a lot of people are talking about it because it's
and the market's been down for the last 6 weeks. You know, there's this sense here that, you know, in the summer, people, they sell off, they leave for a while and they come back. But this has been a little depressing because if you see the stock market, if investors are looking several months ahead, trying to guess where the economy is going, they're basically saying they don't have a lot of faith in it right now. Now, this could reverse.
But hold on just a second. Before you say that, they don't have a lot of faith in it, or they don't have a lot of faith in the political machine, which has to make some kind of economic policies in terms of the debt ceiling and other things.
A little column A and a little column B, I think. I mean, I think it's a bit of both of those. They're worried about what's going to be done. The Federal Reserve program to buy up all these bonds is ending at the end of the month. So there's general unease. We don't really know what's going to happen, and that makes people nervous.
Todd, I know you had a comment about that.
Oh, well, just when Charlie was mentioning the difficulty of mixing the economy and politics and the difficulty in reaching a deal on the debt ceiling while presidential debates go on, I mean, this is the dilemma of the Republican leadership, to pass policy that pleases conservatives on Capitol Hill, to get deals while at the same time making sure that the Republican base is happy. Those two things are very difficult to bridge, and this is the challenge all year that John Boehner has, politics versus policy in a divided Congress.
And it's turning out in many cases that the American public is not blaming only the president for bad economic news as they have in the past. Speaking of the president, though, Todd, he is headed for a trip to North Carolina and then Florida and then Puerto Rico. What's his purpose on this little trip?
A little bit of cheerleading for his economic policies, and then a little bit of cheerleading for himself. He goes to Raleigh, North Carolina, to a company that makes LED lights called Cree. That's the name of the company. Heading there today, give a speech, tour the factory. This is a company that was the recipient of stimulus funds. Hey, America, the stimulus worked. Then he goes down to Miami for fundraisers, Celeste, DNC fundraiser, while the Republicans debate in Manchester, New Hampshire. The president raises millions for his reelection campaign. And then on to Puerto Rico, as you mentioned, making Barack Obama, by the way, this is interesting, the first sitting president to visit Puerto Rico since 1961, John F. Kennedy.
Wow. Well, you know, before we leave you, Charlie Herman, you said that doom and gloom is your word for the week. And I'm wondering which of the economic indicators coming out this week is bringing us the most doom?
I think retail sales may be down. They're expected to fall off in part last month. The consumer's not spending as much. Consumer confidence could be down. But there may be some good news in inflation with oil prices sort of dropping. You mentioned gas prices dropping. We may see inflation a little bit in check, which would be a good thing if prices aren't rising as much as they have before.
Except that they say oil prices are down because so many people are unemployed and don't have to get to work. That's a really depressing way to get cheaper gas. Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and our co-producer, WNYC, saying the week is bringing doom and gloom. Happy Monday, folks. And Todd Zwillich, The Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
Sure. Thanks, Celeste.
Thanks, Charlie.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.